Welcome to J-Fire Radio, everybody. New age of business, success, tips and secrets. This is where people come to hear all about the new age of business. And I've got two home-based business experts with me, Aaron Biley, Craig Schultz. Welcome this morning.
Benjamin.
Hey, Ben.
How's it going?
Going good.
That's good. You're looking a little relaxed this morning.
Yeah, thongs on, shorts, t-shirts, how we roll in the new age of business.
Or is that just normal for you?
It's every day.
Okay, all right. Well, look, today we're going to talk about mindset. We're going to talk about things that people fear, not getting the Friday paycheck. We've touched on that in previous episodes, but we're going to talk a little bit about the mindset of being in a home-based business. So, Craig, you've educated yourself with a lot of reading. You've done a lot of practical things as well. What are some of the mindset transitions you think people need to make to get themselves into a home-based business?
I always have the philosophy, the more you learn, the more you earn in life. So, you know, and you can't learn less. So that basically, for me, when I was in my traditional business, every night before I went to bed, I spent about a half an hour reading a book of some sort. So I was trying to get as much information as I possibly could. And that really was the grounding for my success, because if you build a building, you know, you've got to put your footings in the ground, you got to go down deep, you know, and the bigger and the stronger that your foundations are, the bigger the building you can build. So for me, I really took a high focus on that, and I actually applied that in my traditional business as well. So it wasn't just theory. I was actually trying, testing, measuring everything that I was learning. But the important thing is you really do need to, I guess, get that mindset right. And if you can get that mindset right, you know, the magic can happen.
Well, the thing is, things are going to happen beyond your control. And the only thing you have control of is your mindset. So it's one of the things that need to stay right. But look, a lot of people have fears. They have fears that they know their bills are coming in on the 30th of every month. And being an entrepreneur or in a home-based business, you're not guaranteed that the money's going to arrive on the 30th of every month. Aaron, what do you tell people to sort of overcome that if they're looking to, say, join your home-based business?
Yeah, I guess, look, mindset with traditional business, even playing sport and into home business can be very similar. But then that transition from what people are used to, I guess, as being employed or in traditional business and then coming into home business, you've got to tweak that a little bit. And we had to do that coming from, firstly, being employed. Craig is an engineer, me working at the football club, and then into traditional business and then into home business. You do have to tweak that a little bit. But it always comes back to have a vision of how you want to live your life. And if you are completely happy, if you wake up every single morning and you would go to the exact same job, you're happy with the exact same income, just keep doing that. That's what it all comes down to. It's about being happy. But if your vision for how you want your life to be is different to how you're living right now, sit down and work out what your priorities are. And if that's not been achievable, then you got to step up and do that for yourself, do that for your family, believe in yourself. And often it's a confidence thing. For me, I was nowhere near the lifestyle that I had. I was doing okay financially. And so I went, you know what? That means more to me than anything. And so if it means enough to you, if you have that burning desire, if your why is big enough, you know, the mindset will come. So find a mentor, sit down, write down your goals, have that vision, and then say to yourself, failure is not an option. And as Craig said, it's about learning. I always draw a line graph for people when I'm training them up in the beginning and say, look, this axis is your desire. I can't teach you that. You've got to have that. So you've got to dig deep within yourself to find that burning desire. Then the other access is knowledge. From day one, if you think about the job you're doing right now, if you think about the business that you're in right now, day one, you didn't know much about that. I remember my first day in traditional business, had no idea what I was doing. By the end of it, you're an expert at it. So I think you've just got to be brave and have some courage. And that's your important thing. So many people are fearful, but you've got to feel the fear and do it anyway. So most people feel the fear and then they might not do it, or they might do it. So you've got to be courageous as well.
It's a very good point, feel the fear and do it. I think a lot of people feel the fear and actually don't know what to do. And they're going to work. We've got a very distressed workforce at the moment where people are seeing corporate downsizing. Even manufacturing's all going offshore. We've got our call centers in the Philippines and India and places like that. And so there's a lot of angst and fear around job security at the moment. And I feel that a lot of people that are facing job security actually don't know which way to go. They perhaps don't know that there's home-based business that they could transition into without a lot of expense and all that kind of thing. Craig, what would you say to somebody who is feeling those kinds of emotions and they may be sitting on level 34 in a city building thinking, what am I doing? They're reassessing their life thinking, where am I going?
The great thing actually with things like home business, for example, and we refer to it as the new age of business, is you can do it part-time, and that's how you can get started. So you can actually put yourself in a position over a 12, 24, 36-month period where you can actually recession-proof your income. And you can do it outside, it's flexible, because we work on a global playing field at the moment. When you get home from work, you can still talk to people overseas because it's a good time for them to talk and so on. So for me, I always just say, you know, you can recession-proof your income, work for your living, and work on your fortune. So part-time on your fortune, full-time on your living. That's really your game plan. And then all the bills can get paid, the mortgages get paid, the credit cards get paid, you feed your family. There's no risk, no stress. That's why home business, the new age of business today, is really the way to go, because it's low risk, low entry, potential high return.
Well, let's just drill down a little bit on home business and how it actually works. Like, Aaron, what is home business?
Well, home business comes in lots of categories as well. So that's the other thing. So someone's sitting there on level 36 and going, that's it. That is it. Tomorrow, I'm finding something where I can do from home. I'm going to have a lifestyle business. But then we start looking at, you know, that home business category. And I guess the first thing that comes into people's mind is, well, I'm sitting at home building a business with my laptop and I might be sitting out in the patio. Yes, that is great. That's what we do. But then am I doing an eBay business? Am I doing internet marketing, eBooks? Am I doing a franchise? And there's so many different umbrellas underneath that home-based business. So for us, we went on a journey, and we talk about that person that draws a line in the sand to transition from life. Funny story, I'd 10 o'clock at night sitting in my gym, where do you turn to when you need answers? You turn to Dr. Google. And I literally wrote in Google, best residual income home business. And I just started there, but I had such determination that I was going to find something. But look, I didn't just wake up the next morning, start a home business and was successful, you know, 2 days later. Mm. It was a transition of looking and researching at all those ones that I'd mentioned, finding out what worked, what didn't. And for me, what I wanted was true residual income. So I wanted to find a home-based business, yes, that I could work from home, but not trading my time for money at home still. I wanted to build something part-time from home that once built was going to continue to bring me in a passive income. So for me, the type of business model mattered, but I had to turn over a few rocks and find out what didn't work first before I settled in what I've been doing now for the last, 8 years.
That's a very good point you brought up, because a lot of people start working for themselves, but they're actually working again. And I think that's a very dangerous position to be in. I've seen a lot of people that do, you know, the lawn mowing thing, exactly, or whatever it might be. And the dangerous position is they can go to work and maybe hide in the corner for a few hours a day and still get paid.
Yeah.
But as soon as they're doing that kind of thing, hiding in the corner means you ain't getting paid. Mm-hmm. So you spoke about residual income. Do you want to just expand a little bit and explain what is residual income for someone that perhaps hasn't heard that term, and how you can actually earn some residual income?
Yeah, well, I'm pretty upfront and honest with people about residual income. And in its actual essence, it's actually an oxymoron, where you go, right, you're going to have to put your head down and work hard for this residual income. And people are like, hang on, is it residual income where I'm sitting on the beach, or when I'm making money while I'm sleeping? Yeah, sure, that's the definition of it. But home business is still business. So you've still got to put in that work. The good thing is you're busy anyway. So why not get busy, like what Craig said, part-time on your fortune, and do that part-time business from home? Now, what we've been able to achieve, which was a deliberate decision for a lifestyle, is, yeah, we're going to do a home business, but we're looking for a residual income. So if we don't work, that money keeps on coming in consistently, residually, and while we travel around the world, while we do sit on the beach, while we do sleep. Now, that's taken us, you know, over the last few years, we've put our head down, we've worked hard, we've built a platform and a base where we've put in the hard yards, but now we're in a situation where the income that we receive keeps on coming in every day, every week, every month, whether we put in any extra work or not. Now, we're currently at the stage where we want that residual income to increase.
Okay.
So, we're still putting in that work. But the thing is, you've got choice. That's the real definition. You know, you got choice whether you go to work today or not. Whether you're going to put in 100 hours this week, or you're going to spend time with your family, whether you're going to travel the world, whether you're not. And I think that's really what it comes down to. What people are really looking for out there is to be happy,
yep,
and what their priorities are. And I say to people, the best way that you can do that is have a level of income to give you choices. But if you've got residual income, then maybe your priorities are your family. You get to spend more time with your family. Maybe your priority is starting a charity. You're really passionate about charity. Well, if you had $250,000 a year coming in residually, would that give you enough income to support your family, feed your kids, put them through school, and allow you the time to go and do that charity? So residual really frees up your time to do what your priorities are.
Okay. Now, Craig, I was going to ask you this question. And if somebody was either in a job, and you guys have both mentioned that you can start a home-based business part-time and transition into a great residual income, how long, and I know this is a really open-ended question, how long is it going to take somebody, say, before they leave their job, if they were doing certain things consistently? And what would those things need to be?
Well, for starters, I always say to people, when you come across people in their job, they want to get out of it. The real question you've always gets down to, I don't have the time. And every person says that. And I always say, you know, if you were as busy as Aaron and I when we first made that decision, we're getting up at 10 to 5 in the morning, getting home at 8, 9 o'clock every single night, but we still found the time. And that always gets down to your priorities. So what are you going to sacrifice? You know, I was talking to a guy the other day and he said, mate, I want to do this, but I'm busy. And I just asked him the question, define your busyness. He said, you know, I'm in my 30s. I go out on Friday night. I love playing golf, go out with the missus for dinner. I said, mate, if you really, really, really want to get ahead in life, you're going to have to make a sacrifice of something there to free up the time to be able to do it. And it gets back to your priorities. So for people,
I hope
like
you didn't choose the golf over the missus though. That's the only thing.
I haven't asked that question yet. But for me, I always just say the easiest thing to give up in the evenings watching TV, because yeah, that absolutely can suck the life out of you. So I always say start 5 hours a week. You know, start 5 to 10 hours a week, because that's, you know, realistically 2 hours a day and not doing anything on a weekend. And if you don't want to do that, make it your weekend where you do start doing it. But you can transition over, you know, a 12-month to 36-month period. So you're really putting in a probably up to as far as when Aaron and I are coaching people, up to a 5-year game plan. And I always say, the 5-year game plan, you know, if you were able to do that for 5 years and actually then be able to live life on your terms, would you do it? And if they say, of course I would, I say, well, we can work together then.
Okay. Well, they're going to be 5 years older in 5 years anyway, so it's not like they're wasting any time. So, okay. So, we're talking like it's a long play in the sense that they'd spend up to 3 to 5 years to do it. Now, those things that you're talking, the sacrifices, the no TV, I see most people on iPads and smartphones sitting in front of the TV anyway, so I'm not sure what people are watching. But just explain, how many hours a day of consistent effort would you encourage people to be putting into something like this? And should they block out the same, I mean, discipline's a great thing for success. Should they actually block out the same time of the day, couple of hours? Like, what would you suggest, Aaron?
Yeah, I like to sit down with people when they start, when I'm mentoring, and I say, actually work out your time. Don't just say, oh, 15 hours. Like, they sit down and work out what is your family time, what is your job, what is your sporting time, and work out how much time you have to put into this home business and give me an exact number. But I just think the key is consistency. So whether that is 5 hours, 10 hours, 20 hours, the key is to be a bit consistent. It doesn't matter whether it's the same time every day, but just do something every day. Some people try and have the mentality is I'll put in 20 hours, but I'll just do it over the weekend. Now, I figure if you've got some sales, if you've got a team, if you've got follow-ups to do from Monday to Friday, you've lost that person. So I think the key is consistency, no matter how much time you're putting in. But again, we're talking about a business, and a business will always give you the best return based on, you know, the input that you put into it. So I like to sit there with people and just work out a roadmap for them. Schultz, do you have something to say on that?
Yeah, and Aaron and I, when we are mentoring people, we define time in terms of just general time and productive time. There's so many people out there think that they're working on their businesses because their phone's open or their internet's turned on, or, you know, they're chatting on Facebook. You know, we actually define productive time as only time you can count. So the reality is, if you're doing 5 hours of phone calls to people interested in your product or service, that is something that you can really, really do. But most people classify their 5 hours as thinking about the business, or it's got to be producing a result. And that's how we define the word time.
Yeah, a lot of people get ready for business. They go to Officeworks and get the new business cards and the letterhead, and they get the new website or whatever it might be, and they can't actually make a phone call until all these things happen. So, that's a really good point. Okay, so Let's describe the type of person that fits this profile that might want to do it. And I know that this is really, really broad because you have older people, younger people, school-age kids, and also men, women, the whole kind of thing. What would you say is like a stereotypical profile?
Yeah, look, I'd say this type of industry is absolutely for everybody, but it's not for everybody, if that makes sense. So it
makes no sense at all. Let's start explaining yourself.
Yeah, so to make sense on that topic is basically anyone can do this, but you've got to want to do it. So what I look for are go-getters, and that can fit into any category. And you can come from someone that used to be negative, used to be down and out, used to just go to 9-to-5 job, go to the pub, and that was their life. But then something switches. They read a book. They hear a seminar. And you can learn the mindset. You can learn everything you need to be in business. But what I generally look for are people that if I say, g'day, how you going? And they're saying to me, yeah, great. Everything's great. I'm organizing this. I'm organizing that. Life's awesome. They're the sort of people I want to talk to and say, hey, check out this home business. People that you say, how are you going? Oh, life's terrible. My leg's hurting again. And, you know, I've got these two jobs. I've been peak hour. You know, the people that suck the life out of you, yeah, perhaps they've got a long way to go on mindset, and not saying they can't do it. So, look, stay-at-home mums is a huge growth area at the moment in home business. Stay-at-home mums are coming home. They don't want to go back to work. They want to be home with their family. But financially for that family, perhaps they can't afford to do that. What's my alternative? I need to find something I can do around picking the kids up from school that's going to give me a return so I don't have to go back to work. And they're a great niche. But anyone that's an entrepreneur, you might be making six-figure income, but you're going to work when your kids are asleep. You're coming home when your kids are asleep. So their drive is time and residual income. All walks of life can do this. We've got people that have been plumbers, CEOs, stay-at-home mums, firemen, policemen. But you're really looking for those traits of, yep, I'm putting up my hand. I have desire. I have determination. I've got hunger. I'm never going to give up. And I'm coachable. What do you suggest? So it does come down to that right person. They can learn the rest.
So what you're saying is the right mindset, the skills can be trained.
Absolutely. And that's what I think one of the biggest fears that people have is they're going, well, I don't know anything about that. Who's going to teach me? And, it comes back to that number one principle of being successful. Find a good mentor that you don't have to pay $1,000 or $2,000 a month for. Someone that's going to show you how to be successful step by step with a system that can train you for free with the right intentions. I think that's step number one. So don't be fearful that you don't know what you don't know, because it's all teachable.
It's funny, I always say to people, babies didn't get the manual on how to walk and study it before they get up and go.
Yep.
Have you got anything to add to that, Craig, on the type of person and their mindset and personality traits that you look for?
Look, I always just think about, there's people everywhere and everyone is doing something different in life. But as Aaron says, I look for open-minded, hardworking, go-getting people, action-taking people. Like, I always put those as my priorities of the people that I like working with, because some people, it doesn't matter what you say to them, they will basically tear it down. There's that level of skepticism and cynicism. They'll actually, if you gave them a gold brick, they'd say, oh, gee, that's too heavy. And they think that the sky's fallen in too. So, I always say the people that have got that open mind, go getting hungry, they've got that success ingredient built into them, they always take precedent. It doesn't matter whether in the corporate world, whether they've been bankrupt, whether they've had success in traditional business, lawyers, dentists, whatever, stay-at-home mums, party planners, they're great home business people as well. So, I always look for that key ingredients rather than what they actually do.
Yeah, and it's got a real human element to it too, doesn't it? Like home-based business rather than being all corporate, shirts, ties, all that kind of thing. It's a real human element.
And just one of the other parts, the fears that often people have is, when they get involved, you've got to understand that it is still a business and you're still going to have good days and bad days. It's going to be up and down, up and down. And the people that stick at it for like what Craig was talking about, that 3-to-5-year plan that are consistent over that time, that are determined not to give up, they're the people that I always see 100% of the time make some good income in home-based business. And people give up on their first bad day. So they've driven all over town, the other side of Melbourne in peak hour traffic for a meeting, and that person hasn't rocked up. Okay, that's it. I'm quitting this business.
Or, does that actually happen? Look,
it's happened to us. We might even do an episode on the top 10 funniest stories in home business where it hasn't worked out for us and reasons why we should have quit in week one. We might do an episode on that, and they are funny stories.
I think I'll make a note of that.
Make a note now. That's a great one. But we've... again, our why was just too big to give up, and they're the sort of people you look for. Often people want to bring them down as well. So someone's got started in a home business and they start telling their friends about it. Jealousy kicks in, the tall poppy syndrome. They're saying, oh, don't do that. That's a scam. Or that won't work. Or my friend tried that and wasn't successful at it, and bang, they've quit. Okay, you got to have a stronger mindset than that and understand that, hey, are your broke friends telling you that?
Yeah.
And you've got a rich mentor that's teaching you how to do it. And that's one of the big reasons I see two people quit too easy, because they're worried about that popularity of life contest. Hey, we're not in high school anymore. Your family's future is more important to you. And I guarantee you, when you've got your own yacht and you're cruising around the Caribbean, you're going to have more friends than you ever had. So that's a real thing that people have just got to get past. You know, you're doing this for your family and you know that it's going to work. Stick at it. Don't give up and you'll get there.
And if you can see somebody like you guys who are great examples of it working, that's all they need to do.
And we're no geniuses, Benny, let me tell you that. We're just hungry.
Oh, I thought you were until now. Thanks for pointing that out.
Craig might be.
Well, look, it's always good to have at least one genius in the team, and we've got two of them. So, guys, thanks for joining us today, Aaron Biley and Craig Schultz. We're going to be back next week with another episode of J-Fire Radio. And if you want to send us a question, shoot them through to questions@jfireradio.com. And J-Fire is J, the letter J, fireradio.com. So you can also subscribe there and you'll get sent right to your inbox every word of wisdom from Aaron Biley and Craig Schultz.
We'll see you then.
We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
See you, guys.